Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled Silent Witness. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1: The Mask of Perfection. Adam Carson had always considered himself lucky. Standing in the doorway of his sunlit suburban home, he watched his wife, Lily, hum softly as she arranged a bouquet of wildflowers in a crystal vase. Her golden hair caught the light, a shimmering halo around her face. Everything about her was flawless, her smile, her laugh, even the way she moved through life with effortless grace. For 10 years, Adam had believed she was his dream come true. That belief began to crumble one rainy Tuesday afternoon. Adam had returned home early from his investigative reporting job, his mind preoccupied with a looming deadline. The house was quiet, save for the rhythmic tapping of rain against the windows. He called out to Lily, but no response came. Shrugging, he made his way to their shared study, intent on retrieving his laptop. As he reached for the door, he heard it, the muffled hum of Lily's voice tinged with urgency. Peering inside, Adam saw her seated at the desk, her back to him, speaking into a sleek Bluetooth headset. He hesitated, unsure whether to interrupt. That was when she said something that froze him in place. "It's done. The funds are in the offshore account. No one will trace it back to us." Adam's stomach tightened. His first instinct was to step away, to convince himself that he'd misheard. But as Lily continued speaking, the fragments of her conversation painted a darker picture, references to ensuring plausible deniability and leaving no loose ends. He felt as though he were listening to a stranger, not the woman he'd shared his life with for the past decade. When Lily ended the call, she turned and caught sight of him in the doorway. For the briefest moment, her expression flickered, not with surprise, but with something sharper, colder. Then her signature smile returned, smooth as glass. "Adam, you're home early." She stood, crossing the room with her arms outstretched, her voice honey-sweet. "Is everything okay?" Adam forced a smile, burying his unease. "Yeah. Deadline got moved, so I thought I'd work from home." As she kissed his cheek, he fought the urge to recoil. That evening, while Lily was out for her weekly yoga class, Adam couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. Her words from earlier echoed in his mind. Determined to find answers, he returned to the study and sat at the desk. The desk drawer was locked, odd since they had always shared access to everything in their home. Using a paperclip, Adam picked the lock, a trick he'd learned during his early days as an investigative journalist. Inside, he found a sleek silver laptop that wasn't hers, or at least not one she'd ever mentioned. The laptop required a password. He tried everything he could think of, her birthday, their anniversary, even the name of their dog. Nothing worked. Then, almost as a joke, he typed "Silent Witness." It was the name of Lily's favorite true crime podcast, one she often referenced with fascination. The screen unlocked. Adam's breath hitched as he scrolled through the files. Financial spreadsheets detailing massive transactions to offshore accounts. Photographs of documents he didn't recognize, stamped with official seals. And then, most chillingly, surveillance images of individuals, men and women, each accompanied by a detailed profile. One file caught his eye, Target Harrow. Opening it, he found a picture of Judge William Harrow, a prominent figure in their community. The accompanying notes detailed his daily routines, his connections, and a series of damning accusations about his involvement in bribery scandals. It was as though Lily had compiled a dossier for blackmail, or worse. The final file in the folder was a scanned image of a will. Adam's blood ran cold as he read the name of the executor: Lily Carson. The sound of the front door opening jolted him back to reality. Panicking, Adam shut the laptop and replaced it in the drawer, locking it just as Lily's footsteps echoed down the hallway. "Hey, babe," she called, her voice bright and cheerful. "I picked up some wine. Thought we could relax tonight." Adam swallowed hard, forcing his voice to remain steady. "Sounds great." She appeared in the doorway moments later, a bottle of red in one hand and two glasses in the other. Her smile was radiant, her cheeks flushed from the cool night air. As she poured the wine and handed him a glass, Adam couldn't help but wonder, how long had she been living this double life? And why? The answers, he knew, wouldn't come easily. For the first time in their marriage, Adam felt like a stranger in his own home. Chapter 2, The First Thread. The unease Adam felt in his chest didn't fade in the days following his discovery. It intensified, gnawing at him like a restless animal. Lily, as always, maintained her air of perfection, moving through their home with an effortless grace. She cooked, laughed, and kissed him goodnight as though nothing in the world could touch their bubble of happiness. But Adam saw her differently now. Every word she spoke, every move she made, felt calculated, designed to keep him guessing. He couldn't let it go. The following Saturday, under the pretense of attending a work meeting, Adam slipped out of the house and headed to a cafe across town. He needed a neutral space to dive deeper into what he'd found. In his bag sat the silver laptop he'd stolen from Lily's locked drawer the night before while she was asleep. His hands trembled slightly as he pulled it out and powered it on. Password Silent Witness still worked. The screen came alive, revealing the cryptic files he'd glimpsed earlier. This time, Adam was determined to dig deeper. The first folder was titled Accounts. Contained spreadsheets detailing massive financial transfers to foreign bank accounts under names he didn't recognize. The amounts were staggering. Millions of dollars moved in small, deliberate increments. Where does it all come from? Adam muttered under his breath. He clicked into another folder labeled Surveillance. Inside, he found images of high-profile individuals, CEOs, judges, politicians. Some photos appeared candid, captured on streets or in private meetings, while others were grainy security footage. Each was accompanied by a detailed profile, listing vulnerabilities, scandals, and habits. It read like a blueprint for manipulation. Then he found the document that made his blood run cold, a scanned arrest warrant. The warrant was for Judge William Harrow, the same man Adam had seen in Lily's dossier days earlier. The charges listed were severe: embezzlement, obstruction of justice, and money laundering. But something about the document felt off. It was too clean, too perfect. Adam's investigative instincts kicked in. He opened the document's metadata, searching for clues. His heart sank when he saw the creation date 2 weeks ago and the author, L. Carson. She was forging official documents. Adam leaned back in his chair, his mind racing. He had uncovered enough to confirm Lily's involvement in serious crimes. But what was her endgame? Was she blackmailing these people? Destroying them? And if so, why? He didn't have time to dwell on the questions. His phone buzzed on the table, the screen lighting up with Lily's name. "Hi, honey," he answered, trying to keep his voice steady. "Just checking in," Lily said, her voice as warm and sweet as ever. "How's the meeting going?" "Good," Adam replied, glancing nervously around the cafe. "We're just wrapping up now. I'll be home soon." "Perfect. I'm making your favorite tonight, chicken parm." Adam swallowed hard. "Sounds great. See you soon." Call ended, but Adam's anxiety lingered. Lily's timing was too precise, her tone too measured. It was as if she knew exactly what he was doing. That night, Adam resolved to take his findings to the authorities. He couldn't ignore what he'd uncovered, no matter how much it terrified him. But he also knew he needed more proof, something undeniable that couldn't be dismissed as the ramblings of a paranoid husband. He decided to tail her. The opportunity came sooner than he expected. The following evening, Lily announced she had a late dinner meeting with a friend. Adam feigned indifference, but the moment she left the house, he grabbed his coat and followed her. Her car led him across town to a dimly lit industrial park. Adam parked at a distance, watching as Lily exited her vehicle and disappeared into a warehouse. Minutes later, a second car pulled up. A man stepped out, tall, broad-shouldered, and dressed in a dark suit. Adam recognized him instantly. Carter Blake, a notorious fixer with ties to organized crime. Adam's pulse quickened as he watched the two of them converse. Though he couldn't hear their words, their body language was unmistakable. This wasn't a casual meeting. Lily handed Carter an envelope, which he tucked into his jacket before walking away. When Lily finally returned home that night, Adam was already in bed, pretending to sleep. She slipped under the covers beside him, her breath warm against his neck. "Good night, love," she whispered, her voice soft and tender. Adam lay awake for hours, his mind racing. The evidence was mounting, but so were the stakes. Exposing Lily wouldn't just destroy their marriage, it could cost him his life. For the first time, Adam realized the woman he loved might be far more dangerous than he'd ever imagined. Chapter 3: The Trap. Adam woke the next morning feeling as though he were trapped in a nightmare. Every move Lily made, every word she spoke, now seemed laced with hidden intent. Her smile, once a source of comfort, felt like a mask, concealing the darkness he had uncovered. The warmth of her presence had turned cold, leaving Adam with one overwhelming thought: I have to stop her before she stops me. But Lily wasn't just dangerous, she was meticulous. Adam couldn't confront her directly. He needed a strategy, a way to expose her without becoming her next victim. The opportunity presented itself unexpectedly. That evening, Lily left for another dinner meeting. This time, Adam followed her again, careful to keep his distance. She drove to an upscale hotel on the other side of the city, her car disappearing into the underground parking garage. Adam parked outside and waited. Minutes turned into hours, and just as he began to question his decision, she emerged. She wasn't alone. Walking beside her was Carter Blake, the fixer Adam had seen the night before. Their conversation seemed animated, their body language tense. Adam strained to hear their voices, but they were too far away. All he could do was watch as Lily handed Carter a USB drive. Adam's journalistic instincts kicked in. Whatever was on that drive had to be important, perhaps even the key to unraveling her schemes. The following morning, Adam decided to take a risk. He needed an ally, someone with the resources and expertise to help him bring Lily down. He thought of Detective Evelyn Reyes, a relentless investigator he had interviewed for a story years ago. If anyone could see through Lily's facade, it was Reyes. Adam reached out to her under the guise of discussing an unrelated case. They met at a small diner on the outskirts of town, where the hum of conversation provided a layer of privacy. "I need your help," Adam said, cutting to the chase. Reyes arched an eyebrow. "This isn't about the article, is it?" "No," Adam hesitated, then leaned in closer. "It's about my wife." Over the next hour, Adam laid everything out, the laptop, the surveillance files, the offshore accounts, and Lily's meetings with Carter Blake. He stopped short of accusing Lily outright, instead framing his concerns as suspicions that he needed help verifying. Reyes listened intently, her expression unreadable. When Adam finished, she leaned back in her seat, arms crossed. "Do you have any idea what you're suggesting?" she asked. "If you're wrong, you could destroy your marriage. If you're right, your wife isn't just a criminal, she's a dangerous one." "I know what I'm saying," Adam replied, his voice steady. "I've seen the evidence. I just need you to help me prove it." Reyes studied him for a long moment, then nodded. "All right. But if we're doing this, we're doing it by the book. No shortcuts, no half-baked plans. Understand?" "Understood." Reyes wasted no time. Over the next few days, she began quietly digging into Lily's background, searching for anything that might corroborate Adam's claims. Meanwhile, Adam focused on tracking Lily's movements, looking for any opportunity to gather more evidence. It wasn't long before they found their first lead. Reyes discovered a series of property transactions linked to an alias Lily had used in the past. One of the properties, a remote cabin in the mountains, had been purchased just 6 months earlier. "That's where she's keeping something," Reyes said when she called Adam with the news. "Documents, money, maybe even evidence of her crimes." Adam agreed, but there was a problem. They needed proof to obtain a warrant, and Lily was careful not to leave any trails that could be tied directly to her. That was when Adam came up with a plan. The next time Lily left for a meeting, Adam followed her to a secluded bar downtown. Posing as a patron, he slipped into the shadows and observed from a distance. Sure enough, Carter Blake arrived not long after. This time, Adam was ready. Using a small recording device hidden in his jacket, Adam captured snippets of their conversation. It wasn't much, just a few phrases about securing the funds and staying ahead of the game, but it was enough to convince Reyes to take the next step. "Be careful," she warned him after reviewing the recording. "If she realizes you're on to her, she won't hesitate to protect herself." "And from what you've told me, that means eliminating threats?" Adam nodded, his resolve firm. "I'm not going to let her win," but Lily was always one step ahead. The following morning, Adam woke to find two police officers standing on his doorstep. They were polite but firm, asking him to accompany them to the station for questioning. "What's this about?" Adam asked, his stomach sinking. "It's in connection with a fraud investigation," one of the officers replied. "We just have a few questions." Adam's mind raced as he followed them to the car. By the time they reached the station, the pieces had fallen into place. Lily had framed him. Sitting in the cold, sterile interrogation room, Adam listened in disbelief as the detective laid out the charges against him. Fraud. Embezzlement. Money laundering. All tied to accounts in his name. "That's impossible," Adam protested. "I don't even have access to those accounts." The detective's expression didn't waver. "The evidence says otherwise. Transactions, emails, signed documents, all pointing back to you." Adam realized with chilling clarity that Lily had orchestrated everything. She hadn't just covered her tracks. She had turned the spotlight directly onto him. "I didn't do this," Adam said, his voice shaking. "It's my wife. She's the one behind it all." The detective's eyes narrowed. "Your wife?" "Yes. She's been manipulating me, manipulating everyone. She's the one you should be investigating." The detective leaned back in his chair, clearly unimpressed. "We'll look into it. In the meantime, you're under arrest." As the cuffs clicked around his wrists, Adam felt the weight of Lily's betrayal crushing down on him. She had won this round, but he wasn't giving up. If he was going to clear his name and bring Lily to justice, he would have to fight her from the outside. Chapter 4: The Puppet Strings. The gray walls of the holding cell seemed to close in on Adam, the air thick with the mingling smells of damp concrete and stale sweat. He sat on the metal bench, his head in his hands, replaying every decision that had brought him to this moment. Lily's face flashed in his mind, her soft smile, her tender touch, her carefully crafted mask. He had always thought she was his soulmate. Now she was his tormentor. The sound of footsteps echoed down the hall, followed by the metallic scrape of the cell door. A uniformed officer entered, clipboard in hand. "Carson," the officer said, his voice flat. "Your lawyer's here." Adam frowned. "Lawyer?" He hadn't called one. In the stark white meeting room, Adam found himself face to face with a tall woman in a tailored navy suit. Her sharp green eyes seemed to pierce through him, assessing every detail of his disheveled appearance. She set her leather briefcase on the table and extended a hand. "Detective Evelyn Reyes," she said in a low voice. "Not your lawyer, but close enough." Relief washed over Adam as he shook her hand. "You came. I wasn't sure if you'd believe me." "I didn't," Reyes admitted, pulling out a file from her briefcase. "Not at first. But then I started digging. Your wife is as clean as a whistle on paper, which is exactly what raised my suspicion. Nobody's that clean unless they've got something to hide." Adam leaned forward. "You found something?" Reyes nodded. "A few threads. Nothing solid yet, but enough to make me believe you're not crazy. Unfortunately, none of it's enough to get you out of here right now. The evidence she planted against you is airtight." Adam felt his stomach drop. "So what do I do?" Reyes's expression hardened. you fight back. From what I've seen, your wife is brilliant, but even the best make mistakes. If we can find one crack in her armor, one piece of evidence that ties her to these crimes, we can turn the tables. Later that night, back in his cell, Adam mulled over Reyes's words. The thought of Lily's perfection unraveling gave him a sliver of hope, but it was a long shot. He needed to figure out her next move before she buried him for good. The answer came to him in the dead of night. He recalled the USB drive Lily had given Carter Blake outside the hotel. If that drive contained incriminating evidence, or even clues to her operations, it could be the key to his freedom. But how could he get it? The next morning, Adam's opportunity came in the form of chaos. While being escorted to the courthouse for his arraignment, a group of protesters blocked the street, their chants loud enough to drown out the officer's commands. In the confusion, Adam acted on instinct. "Officer," he yelled, feigning a stumble. "My cuffs are too tight. I think they're cutting off circulation." The officer closest to him frowned but bent down to check. In that split second, Adam twisted, slipping out of the officer's grip and breaking into a sprint. "Stop him!" someone shouted, but Adam didn't look back. The streets blurred as Adam ran, weaving through alleys and side streets until his lungs burned and his legs felt like lead. He didn't stop until he reached the outskirts of town, where a payphone stood like a relic from another era. Fumbling for coins, he dialed the only person he could trust, Sarah Larkins. "Adam." Sarah's voice was a mixture of relief and panic. "Where the hell are you? The news is saying you escaped custody." "I didn't have a choice," Adam said, his voice hoarse. "Listen, I need your help. It's about Lily." There was a pause. "You really think she's behind all this?" "I don't think, Sarah." "I know. And I have a plan, but I can't do it alone." An hour later, Adam found himself in Sarah's cluttered apartment, surrounded by glowing computer monitors and the faint smell of burnt coffee. "What's the plan?" Sarah asked, her fingers poised over the keyboard. "There's a USB drive," Adam said. "Lily gave it to someone, a man named Carter Blake. I need to find him and get that drive." Sarah nodded, her eyes narrowing in focus. "Let me see what I can dig up." Within minutes, she had tracked down Blake's last known address, a penthouse in a luxury high-rise downtown. "You sure about this?" Sarah asked. "If this guy's working with Lily, he's not going to hand over that drive willingly." Adam's jaw tightened. "I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes." Later that night, Adam stood outside Blake's penthouse, his heart pounding. He'd borrowed a hoodie and sunglasses from Sarah, but he knew they wouldn't offer much protection if things went south. Taking a deep breath, he slipped inside the building, using a service entrance to avoid the main lobby. The elevator ride to the penthouse felt like an eternity, each second ticking by with unbearable tension. When the doors opened, Adam stepped into a lavish living room filled with modern furniture and floor-to-ceiling windows. "Can I help you?" Adam spun around to see Carter Blake standing by the bar, a glass of whiskey in hand. His expression was calm, but his eyes were sharp, taking in every detail of Adam's appearance. "I'm here for the USB drive," Adam said, his voice steady despite the fear coursing through him. Blake chuckled, setting his glass down. "You've got guts, I'll give you that. But you're in over your head." "Maybe," Adam admitted, taking a step forward. "But I don't think you want to be part of whatever Lily's planning. She's not loyal to anyone but herself. You know that as well as I do." Blake's expression faltered for a moment, but he quickly regained his composure. "You don't know what you're talking about, don't I?" Adam pressed. "You think she'll protect you when this all blows up? She'll hang you out to dry the same way she did to me." For a moment, Blake seemed to waver. Then he sighed and reached into his jacket, pulling out the USB drive. "Take it," he said, tossing it onto the coffee table. "But if you get caught, you didn't get it from me." Adam didn't wait for him to change his mind. Grabbing the drive, he bolted for the elevator, his heart pounding with a mix of fear and triumph. When he returned to Sarah's apartment, she immediately plugged the drive into her computer. The files inside were a goldmine: financial records, blackmail material, and detailed plans for Lily's next target, a high-ranking politician. "This is it," Sarah said, her voice trembling with excitement. "This is what we need to take her down." But as Adam stared at the screen, he felt a chill run down his spine. Lily's plans weren't just ambitious, they were deadly. Chapter 5, A Fragile Alliance. Adam's pulse raced as he stared at the files Sarah had unearthed from the USB drive. The extent of Lily's plans stretched far beyond what he had imagined. Blueprints, schedules, and surveillance notes filled the screen, all meticulously organized. But the centerpiece of it all was a single document titled Operation Perseus. Sarah opened the file, revealing a detailed plan to assassinate Senator James Rowland, a controversial but influential political figure who had recently gained attention for his sweeping anti-corruption measures. Lily's scheme wasn't just about money or manipulation anymore. It was about silencing someone who threatened her carefully built empire. "This is insane," Sarah whispered, her fingers frozen over the keyboard. "She's not just framing you, she's planning a murder." Adam felt a knot tighten in his chest. "We have to stop her." "This can't happen." Sarah nodded but hesitated. "This isn't just about exposing her anymore, Adam. If we make one wrong move, she'll know we're onto her, and she won't just come after you, she'll come after both of us." Adam clenched his fists. "I don't care what it takes. We need to act now." The first step was reaching out to Detective Evelyn Reyes again. Adam couldn't risk meeting her in person, so he used a burner phone Sarah had provided. When Reyes answered, her voice was sharp, laced with suspicion. "You've got some nerve calling me after escaping custody," she said. "Reyes, listen," Adam said quickly. "I have proof, real proof, of what Lily's planning. It's bigger than we thought. She's going after Senator Rowland." There was a pause. "You'd better not be lying, Carson." "I'm not," Adam insisted. "Meet me tomorrow. Sarah's place." "Bring everything you've got on Lily." Reyes sighed heavily. "Fine. But if this is a setup, I'll drag you back to that cell myself." The next day, Sarah's apartment became a makeshift war room. Reyes arrived, her usual stoic demeanor softened by curiosity as she reviewed the files on the USB drive. Her expression darkened with every new piece of evidence. "This is enough to bring her in," Reyes said finally. "But it's not enough to stop her from pulling the trigger on Rowland. We need something bigger, something that ties her directly to this operation before it happens." "That's where you come in," Adam said, his tone resolute. "You still have access to resources I don't. We need to find out where she's keeping her final plans." Reyes nodded, her eyes narrowing. "It'll be risky. If she catches wind of this, she'll destroy whatever's left and disappear." "She won't," Adam said, more to convince himself than anyone else. "She's too confident. She thinks she's untouchable." As night fell, the three of them worked tirelessly to piece together Lily's network. Reyes tapped into police databases, cross-referencing the names and locations in Lily's files. Sarah scoured online forums and encrypted message boards for any signs of communication between Lily and her associates. Adam reviewed the USB drive again, searching for anything they might have missed. Hours later, they found their answer. Buried within a series of seemingly innocuous emails was a coded message referencing a warehouse on the outskirts of the city. "This has to be it," Sarah said, pointing to the screen. "The timing matches perfectly. If she's planning to move forward with the assassination, this is where she'll be coordinating it from." Reyes stood, grabbing her coat. "We're going there tonight. If we're lucky, we'll catch her in the act." The warehouse was dark and foreboding, its corrugated metal walls glinting faintly under the moonlight. Adam, Reyes, and Sarah approached cautiously, sticking to the shadows. Through a broken window, they could see a dimly lit interior filled with crates, computer equipment, and a small group of people huddled around a table. The center of it all was Lily, her posture relaxed but commanding. Adam's breath caught in his throat. Even now, knowing the depth of her crimes, he couldn't reconcile the image of the woman he had loved with the calculating figure before him. Reyes motioned for them to stay low as she pulled out her phone, preparing to call for backup. But before she could dial, Lily's voice rang out sharp and clear. "I know you're there, Adam." Adam froze. "I have to admit I'm impressed," Lily continued, her tone dripping with mockery. "I didn't think you'd get this far. But you've always had a stubborn streak, haven't you?" Reyes swore under her breath, drawing her gun as the people inside the warehouse scattered. Lily remained where she was, her piercing gaze fixed on the window. "Come on in," she said, her smile cold. "Let's talk." Against Reyes's protests, Adam stepped through the door, his hands raised in a gesture of surrender. Lily watched him with an amused expression, as though he were a child caught playing detective. "You really don't know when to quit, do you?" she said, leaning casually against the table. "Call it journalistic persistence," Adam replied, his voice steady despite the fear coursing through him. Lily laughed, a sound that sent chills down his spine. "And what exactly do you think you're going to do, Adam? Expose me? Stop me? You don't have the stomach for it." Adam met her gaze, refusing to back down. "Maybe not. But I'm not alone." On cue, Reyes and Sarah appeared from the shadows, Reyes's gun trained on Lily. Lily's smile faltered for the briefest moment before returning, sharper than ever. "Well, well. A detective and a hacker. You've been busy." "This ends now," Reyes said. "You're under arrest." But Lily didn't flinch. Instead, she gestured toward a laptop on the table. "You think you've won, but you're too late. Everything is already in motion. Take me in if you want, but it won't stop what's coming." Adam stepped forward, his voice trembling with anger. "Why, Lily? Why do all of this?" Her expression softened, just enough to give him a glimpse of the woman he once knew. "'Cause power, Adam, is the only thing that matters. And I refuse to live in a world where someone else holds it over me." Before anyone could respond, Lily lunged for the laptop, slamming her hand onto a key. The monitors around the warehouse lit up with live feeds, showing the senator's motorcade heading straight for an ambush. "No!" Adam shouted, rushing toward her. Reyes tackled Lily to the ground, but it was too late. The ambush had already begun. Chapter 6: Shadows of the Past. Chaos erupted in the warehouse. Lily's smirk didn't waver, even as Reyes restrained her on the ground. Adam stared at the screens, the live feed showing the senator's motorcade moving closer to the ambush point. He felt paralyzed, the weight of failure sinking into his chest. "Sarah!"
"Yes?"
Reyes barked, her voice cutting through the panic. "Shut it down. Whatever this is, stop it." Sarah sprang into action, her fingers flying over the keyboard of Lily's laptop. "I'm trying," she shouted. "She's got multiple layers of encryption. This isn't just a simple kill switch." Lily chuckled, her voice calm despite the chaos. "You really think you can stop this? You're all playing catch up, as usual." Adam rounded on her, his fury boiling over. "Why? Why go this far? It's not just power, Lily. This is murder." Her eyes locked with his, cold and unflinching. "You still don't understand, do you? Roland isn't just a threat to me. He's a threat to everyone who's part of this game. I'm just smart enough to make the first move." Reyes yanked Lily to her feet, her grip firm. "You're coming with me, and I suggest you start praying that the senator survives this. If he doesn't, I'll personally make sure you never see the light of day again." "Brave words," Lily said, her smile unwavering. "But you're out of time." Adam turned back to Sarah, who was sweating profusely as she worked. "Can you find the location?" Sarah bit her lip. "I'm trying to backtrack the feed." "Got it. It's an overpass about 2 miles from here. If we move now, we might have a chance to warn them." Reyes shoved Lily toward a chair and handcuffed her to it. "You're not going anywhere," she hissed. "Let's move." The ride to the overpass was tense and silent. Reyes drove with a grim determination, the police siren cutting through the night. Adam sat in the passenger seat, gripping the armrest so tightly his knuckles turned white. "We're not too late," he said, more to himself than anyone else. We can't be, Reyes replied, her jaw clenched. When they reached the overpass, the scene was eerily quiet. The motorcade was approaching in the distance, the flashing lights of the police escort reflecting off the wet pavement. Adam scanned the area, searching for any sign of the ambush. There, Sarah said, pointing to a shadowy figure on the far end of the overpass. The figure was crouched near a parked van, adjusting something on what looked like a tripod-mounted device. A sniper, Reyes muttered, reaching for her gun. Before Reyes could act, a deafening explosion shook the ground. The lead car in the motorcade veered off the road, smoke and flames pouring from the wreckage. Screams and shouts filled the air as the convoy came to an abrupt halt. They rigged the road, Adam shouted, his heart pounding. Reyes didn't wait for orders. She bolted toward the sniper's position, her gun drawn. Adam followed, his instincts overriding his fear. The sniper noticed them too late. Reyes fired a warning shot, forcing him to drop his weapon and raise his hands. Adam reached the van and threw open the back doors, finding a cache of explosives and surveillance equipment. This is bigger than Lily, Adam said, his voice shaking. She's working with an entire network. By the time the authorities arrived, the chaos had subsided. The sniper was in custody, and the remaining explosives had been disarmed. Senator Rowland had survived the attack, though several members of his security detail had been injured in the explosion. Back at the warehouse, Lily was waiting. When Adam and Reyes returned, her expression remained cool, as though she had been expecting them. Well, she asked, her tone almost bored. Did you save him? You failed, Adam said, his voice steady despite his exhaustion. Lily tilted her head, her smile faint but present. Did I? Reyes slammed a hand on the table in front of her. This ends now. We've got the sniper, the explosives, and the laptop. You're finished, Lily. But Lily's eyes sparkled with something Adam couldn't place. Triumph. Let me guess, Lily said, her voice low and mocking. You think catching me will unravel everything? That my little network will crumble without me? Reyes leaned in, her voice a growl. It's over, Carson. Lily's smirk widened. No, detective. It's just beginning. In the days that followed, Adam and Reyes worked tirelessly to dismantle the web Lily had spun. The files on the USB drive and laptop provided a treasure trove of leads, implicating dozens of individuals in everything from financial fraud to murder. But for every thread they pulled, new questions emerged. How deep did Lily's network run? And how many more lives were at stake? As Adam sat alone in Sarah's apartment one evening, his phone buzzed with a message. Unknown number, you think you've won, Adam. But the game is far from over. His blood ran cold. Lily may have been caught, but her shadow loomed larger than ever. Chapter 7, Breaking the Code. Adam stared at his phone, the anonymous message searing into his mind like a brand. Despite everything, the arrests, the files, and Lily's confident smirk behind bars, the game wasn't over. He knew that she had planned for this, just as she had planned for every contingency since the beginning. The feeling of triumph he'd held onto was slipping away, replaced by dread. He showed the message to Detective Reyes the next morning. It's her, he said flatly. Reyes studied the text, her jaw tightening. She's in a high-security facility with no access to the outside world. This has to be one of her people. Adam shook his head. You don't know her like I do. She doesn't need direct access. She's probably been orchestrating this for months, maybe years. She's always three steps ahead. Reyes leaned back in her chair, her expression grim. If that's true, we need to be faster. We've barely scratched the surface of her operation, and if there's a network as extensive as it seems, we're running out of time to stop them. Adam and Sarah returned to her apartment, which had become their de facto headquarters. The air inside was tense, heavy with the weight of their shared mission. Sarah had been working tirelessly, poring over the data from Lily's laptop and USB drive, but the deeper she dug, the more convoluted the web became. There's something buried in these files, Sarah said, her eyes glued to the screen. I keep hitting dead ends, encrypted layers on top of encrypted layers. It's like she doesn't just want to hide her plans. She wants to drive anyone trying to uncover them insane. Adam leaned over her shoulder. What about the drive's metadata? Could there be hidden files or timestamps that might give us a clue? Sarah nodded. I've been looking into that. There's something odd about the timestamps on some of these documents. They're inconsistent, almost like they've been altered. It's as if she wanted to leave a breadcrumb trail, but only for someone smart enough to follow it. Adam frowned. Why would she leave clues? Sarah hesitated. Maybe it's not about clues. Maybe it's about control. She wants to see if we can keep up with her. Hours later, Sarah hit a breakthrough. Deep within the encrypted files, she discovered a hidden directory. Inside were fragmented pieces of a video, corrupted but salvageable. This is it, she said, her voice trembling with excitement. This has to be something big. She worked meticulously to reconstruct the video, and as the pixels realigned, Adam felt his heart rate spike. The screen flickered to life, revealing grainy footage of a high-level meeting. The video showed Lily seated at the head of a long table, flanked by shadowy figures whose faces were obscured. They discussed everything, from blackmailing politicians to arranging assassinations, all with the cold detachment of people ordering coffee. Then a voice broke through the static, low and familiar. You're sure this will work? Adam's blood ran cold. The voice belonged to Carter Blake. As the video continued, Adam pieced together Lily's strategy. This wasn't just a network. It was an empire built on fear, manipulation, and silence. Every figure at the table was a pawn in her game, complicit in her plans but too afraid to cross her. She wasn't just running a con, Adam muttered. She was building a dynasty. Sarah froze the video on a specific frame where a blurry figure handed Lily a folder. Look at this, she said, enhancing the image. The folder bore a distinctive emblem, a snake coiled around a dagger. Adam frowned. What is that? Sarah did a quick reverse image search, and her face paled as the results appeared. It's the symbol for Vanguard, an international syndicate. If Lily's working with them, this is bigger than anything we imagined. Meanwhile, Reyes was hitting roadblocks of her own. Despite having Lily in custody, the woman refused to speak, her silence more infuriating than any outright denial. You're wasting your time, Lily said coolly when Reyes confronted her in the interrogation room. Reyes slammed a folder onto the table, filled with evidence they'd gathered from the warehouse. We've got enough to bury you, Carson. Don't make this harder than it has to be. Lily leaned back in her chair, her expression unbothered. You think you've won, Detective, but you're still playing by the rules. I don't play by rules. That's why I'll win, and you won't. Reyes felt her temper flare but forced herself to remain calm. Your network is crumbling. We've already taken down your sniper, your fixer, and your warehouses. It's only a matter of time before the rest of your little empire comes crashing down. Lily's smile widened, a chilling contrast to Reyes's fury. You still don't get it, do you? This isn't my empire. It's theirs. Reyes froze. Theirs. Lily's eyes sparkled with amusement. You're in over your head, Detective. But don't worry, I'll enjoy watching you try to keep up. Back at Sarah's apartment, the pieces of the puzzle were finally coming together. The Vanguard connection explained the scope of Lily's operation, but it also raised new questions. How deep were her ties to the syndicate? And how many more layers of her plan remained hidden? We need to take this to Reyes, Adam said, his voice firm. Sarah nodded but hesitated. There's one more thing. I found a backup directory labeled Plan B. I haven't cracked it yet, but it's the last piece of the puzzle. Do it, Adam said. Took hours, but when Sarah finally broke through, the contents of the directory left them speechless. Lily hadn't just planned for her arrest, she had anticipated it. The files detailed a contingency plan to shift the focus away from her and onto another target. That target, Adam realized with a sinking feeling, was him. She's going to try to destroy me completely, Adam whispered. No, Sarah said, her voice resolute. Not if we destroy her first. Chapter 8. The Hunter Becomes the Hunted. Adam sat in the dim glow of Sarah's computer screens, the weight of the latest revelation pressing down on him like a vice. Lily's contingency plan, meticulously labeled Plan B, wasn't just a blueprint for her escape. It was a death sentence for him. If she succeeded, every loose thread would tie back to Adam, painting him as the mastermind behind her empire. This isn't just framing, Adam said, his voice barely above a whisper. She's rewriting the narrative. By the time she's done, I'll look like the one pulling the strings all along. Sarah stood beside him, her expression grave. She's playing a long game, Adam. But we still have something she doesn't. He turned to her, desperate for any sliver of hope. What's that? Sarah gestured to the fragmented footage they'd recovered from the USB drive. This. If we can identify the people in that video and link them to Vanguard, we can expose the entire operation. It's not just about taking her down, it's about collapsing the whole network. Adam nodded, his resolve hardening. Let's do it. The next step was identifying the individuals in the video. Sarah worked tirelessly, using facial recognition software and cross-referencing public records. Slowly, the puzzle began to take shape. That's him, Sarah said, pointing to a grainy image of one of the men at the table. Frederick Harlow, billionaire investor known for shady dealings in Eastern Europe. And her, Adam added, recognizing another face. Samantha Langston, former CEO of a pharmaceutical company. She disappeared after a whistleblower exposed their illegal drug trials. One by one, the names and faces emerged, a collection of powerful figures, all with dark pasts and a clear motivation to keep their secrets buried. They're not just criminals, Adam said, his voice tinged with awe and disgust. They're untouchable. This is why Lily aligned herself with Vanguard, because these people are the ones who shape the world. Sarah sighed, leaning back in her chair. We've got enough here to light up the headlines for weeks. But we still need Reyes to take it to the next level. Without her, none of this will hold up in court. Detective Evelyn Reyes arrived at Sarah's apartment later that night, her face a mask of exhaustion. But as she reviewed the new evidence, her weariness gave way to determination. This is big, she admitted, scrolling through the files. Bigger than anything I've ever seen. If we can prove these connections, we're not just taking down Lily. We're dismantling a global syndicate. But we need to move fast, Sarah added. Lily knows we're on to her. She'll pull the trigger on Plan B any moment now. Reyes nodded. Agreed. I'll call in a trusted team. No leaks, no mistakes. If Lily gets even a whiff of what we're doing, she'll bury us. As Reyes prepared to mobilize her team, Adam couldn't shake the feeling that they were still missing something. Lily was too cunning to let herself be cornered. Even with Vanguard's backing, she would have an escape route, a failsafe. What if Plan B isn't just about framing me? He said suddenly, breaking the tense silence. Sarah and Reyes turned to him, their expressions questioning. Think about it, Adam continued. She's always been one step ahead, always in control. If this network collapses, she won't go down with it. She'll vanish, start over somewhere else. There has to be a final piece to her plan, a way for her to disappear completely. Reyes frowned. You're saying there's another layer to this? Adam nodded. And we need to find it before it's too late. Their breakthrough came when Sarah dug deeper into Lily's personal accounts. Among the offshore transfers and hidden assets was a single transaction that stood out, a substantial payment to a private airstrip outside the city. She's planning to run, Sarah said, her voice trembling with urgency. This isn't just an escape route, it's her exit strategy. Reyes grabbed her phone, her tone sharp as she issued orders to her team. We're hitting that airstrip now. If she's there, we're bringing her in. No mistakes this time. Adam's heart pounded as they piled into Reyes's unmarked car, the city lights flashing past in a blur. The airstrip was eerily quiet when they arrived, the only sound the distant hum of an approaching plane. Reyes's team fanned out, their weapons drawn, as Adam and Sarah stayed back in the shadows. "There," Reyes whispered, pointing to a figure emerging from a hangar. It was Lily, dressed in black, her silhouette sharp against the floodlights. She moved with her usual confidence, flanked by two men who appeared to be armed guards. "Hold," Reyes instructed her team. "We wait until the plane lands. We need her on the ground with nowhere to run." But Lily had other plans. As the plane touched down, she turned to her guards, issuing quick commands. One of them moved toward a nearby fuel tank, pulling out what looked like a detonator. "She's going to blow the airstrip," Adam hissed. Reyes acted immediately, signaling her team to move in. Gunfire erupted, the sharp cracks echoing across the tarmac. Adam watched in horror as Lily darted toward the plane, her guards covering her escape. "I'm going after her," he said, ignoring Reyes's shouted protests. Inside the plane, Lily was already preparing for takeoff. Adam burst through the cabin door, his chest heaving as he confronted her. "Give it up, Lily," he said, his voice raw with emotion. "It's over." She turned to him, her expression calm despite the chaos outside. "You always were too sentimental, Adam. That's why you'll never win." He stepped closer, his fists clenched. "You think you're invincible, but you're not. This ends here." Lily's smile faltered for the first time. "You don't have the guts to stop me." Adam lunged, grabbing her wrist as she reached for a concealed weapon. They struggled, the plane rocking as the engines roared to life. Finally, with a burst of strength, Adam wrenched the weapon from her hand and pinned her to the floor. "It's over," he said again, his voice breaking. Lily didn't respond. For the first time, she looked defeated. Reyes and her team stormed the plane moments later, taking Lily into custody. As Adam stepped outside, the weight of the past weeks crashed over him. Lily's empire was crumbling, but the scars she had left on his life would take much longer to heal. And as he watched the plane's engines power down, he couldn't shake the feeling that this wasn't truly the end. Chapter 9, The Silent Witness. The airstrip was quiet now, the chaos having dissipated as quickly as it began. Adam stood in the dim light of the emergency vehicles surrounding the scene, his body trembling with exhaustion and adrenaline. Lily had been subdued, her hands cuffed behind her back, but the weight of her smirk as they led her away stayed with him. Even now, she carried an air of victory, as if this were just another step in her master plan. Detective Reyes approached him, her expression grim. "We got her," she said. "But something about this doesn't sit right with me." Adam nodded, his gaze fixed on the distant horizon. "She doesn't lose." "Not like this." Hours later, back at the precinct, Lily sat in an interrogation room, her calm demeanor unnerving the officers watching through the one-way mirror. Adam stood beside Reyes, his hands clenched at his sides as he observed her through the glass. "She's waiting for something," Reyes said. "No one as calculated as Lily Carson gets caught without a backup plan." Adam swallowed hard. "Then we need to find it before it's too late." Reyes and her team began combing through the evidence collected from Lily's operation. Every file, every transaction, every fragment of information was scrutinized. Sarah had joined them at the precinct, working tirelessly to decrypt the final layers of Lily's digital network. "Got something," Sarah announced suddenly, her voice sharp with urgency. Adam and Reyes hurried over as Sarah displayed her findings. It was a series of emails buried deep within Lily's encrypted archives. They detailed a contingency plan, Plan C. "She knew this was coming," Sarah said, her voice trembling. "She planned for it all. If she gets taken down, everything shifts to a new handler. Someone we haven't identified yet." Reyes leaned in, her eyes narrowing. "A new handler? Who?" Sarah scrolled through the emails, her fingers shaking. "There's no name. Just a code name, Silent Witness." Adam felt the air leave his lungs. Term hit too close to home, echoing the password that had unlocked Lily's laptop. "She's mocking me," Adam said, his voice low. She's always been one step ahead, leaving breadcrumbs to keep me chasing her while she stays in control. Rhea shook her head. Not this time. We're cutting off her escape routes and dismantling her network. If this silent witness is her fallback, we'll find them. But Lily's contingency plan was already in motion. Cross town in a nondescript office building, a man sat at a computer terminal monitoring encrypted messages. He wore a plain suit, his face unremarkable, but his presence carried a quiet menace. The emails from Lily had arrived hours earlier, marked with a single word, activate. The man, silent witness, began executing the next phase of the plan. With each keystroke, funds were rerouted, assets were liquidated, and sensitive files disappeared into the ether. Lily's empire was shedding its skin, preparing to emerge stronger and more elusive. The precinct, Sarah gasped as a cascade of red alerts filled her screen. Adam Reyes, she shouted. Her accounts are disappearing. Everything's being wiped clean. Reyes cursed under her breath, grabbing her phone to mobilize her team. We need to track this handler. Now, Adam leaned over Sarah's shoulder, his mind racing. There has to be a way to trace them. Lily wouldn't just let everything vanish without a failsafe. Sarah's fingers flew across the keyboard. I'm trying, but whoever this is, they're good. Every time I get close, they're one step ahead. Adam clenched his fists, his frustration mounting. There has to be something we're missing. In the interrogation room, Lily sat quietly, her eyes closed as if she were meditating. Reyes stormed in, slamming a folder onto the table. Your little network is collapsing, Reyes said, her voice hard. We're taking down Silent Witness next. Lily opened her eyes slowly, her lips curving into a faint smile. You think you're close, don't you? But you've already lost. Reyes leaned in, her anger barely contained. Your empire is done, Carson. People you work with? They'll throw you under the bus the moment they realize you're a liability. Lily laughed softly, the sound sending chills down Reyes' spine. Oh, detective. You're so focused on the game, but you don't even see the board. Meanwhile, Sarah let out a triumphant shout. I've got a trace, she said, her voice breathless. Silent Witness is operating from a location downtown, an office building under a shell corporation linked to Lily's accounts. Reyes grabbed her coat. Let's go, Adam hesitated. If Lily knows we're closing in, she'll warn them. Reyes shook her head. She's in custody. She's not going anywhere. But Adam couldn't shake the feeling that they were walking into a trap. Team moved quickly, converging on the office building with precision. Reyes led the charge, her weapon drawn as they breached the door. Inside, they found rows of empty desks and silent computers. The faint hum of a server room echoed through the space, leading them to a single terminal still active. Sarah accessed the terminal, her eyes scanning the data. This is it, she said. This is Silent Witness's command center. But before she could dig deeper, the screens went black. Countdown appeared in bold red numbers. 2 minutes. What the? Sarah began, her voice rising in panic. It's a failsafe, Adam said. They're wiping everything. Reyes barked orders to her team. Pull the power. Secure the servers. Adam stepped back, his heart pounding as the seconds ticked down. In the final moments, Sarah managed to extract a single file, a heavily encrypted document with no label. That's all I could get, she said, her voice shaking. It might be enough, but it's going to take time to decrypt. Reyes nodded, her jaw tight. We don't have a choice. Let's get back to the precinct. Back in custody, Lily's smirk widened as they returned. You found him, didn't you? She asked, her tone mocking. Silent Witness. Tell me, did he seem ordinary? Adam stepped forward, his fury barely contained. You're finished, Lily. Whatever game you're playing, it's over. Lily tilted her head, her gaze steady. You still don't understand, Adam. This was never about winning or losing. It's about control. And as long as I'm in your head, I've already won. Chapter 10, Freedom's Cost. Precinct was alive with urgency, officers moving in and out of rooms, murmurs of investigation updates filling the air. But amidst the chaos, Adam sat in silence, staring at the encrypted file Sarah had salvaged from Silent Witness's terminal. The answers he needed were locked inside, tantalizingly close yet frustratingly out of reach. Reyes approached him, a mug of coffee in hand. "Sarah's working on decrypting it now," she said, setting the mug down. "But it could take hours, maybe days." Adam nodded absently. "We don't have days," Reyes sighed, taking the seat across from him. "I know this has been hell for you, Adam. But we've got Lily. She's behind bars. Whatever she planned, we'll unravel it." Adam met her gaze, his voice low and bitter. "You don't know her like I do. Lily always has another move. She'll find a way out, and when she does, she'll bury me." Reyes leaned forward, her expression firm. "Not if we stop her first." In the interrogation room, Lily sat alone, her hands cuffed to the table. Her calm demeanor hadn't wavered since her arrest, and the faint smirk on her lips only deepened when Adam walked in. "Adam," she said warmly, as if greeting an old friend. "I was wondering when you'd stop hiding behind the glass." He pulled out a chair and sat across from her, his jaw tight. "Enough games, Lily. It's over." She chuckled softly. "You keep saying that, but here you are, still playing." Adam slammed his hands on the table, the sound echoing through the room. "Why? Why go to such lengths? You could have had a normal life, a good life. Why destroy everything?" Lily tilted her head, her eyes gleaming with something dark and unreadable. "You think this is destruction?" "No, Adam. This is creation. The world isn't fair, it's chaos pretending to be order. I just see it for what it is. And I thrive in it." Her words hit him like a punch to the gut. 4 years, he'd tried to understand the woman he loved, to reconcile the person he thought she was with the monster she'd become. Now he realized there was no reconciliation. "You're a sociopath," he said, his voice shaking. "Maybe," she replied, her smirk returning. "But I'm a successful one." Meanwhile, in the tech room, Sarah's progress with the encrypted file hit a breakthrough. As the code unraveled, a document emerged containing names, locations, and financial records, evidence tying Vanguard's network to a series of assassinations and illegal operations across multiple countries. But what stood out most was the final section, a detailed plan for orchestrating Lily's release. Sarah's face went pale as she scanned the document. "Reyes," she shouted. Reyes rushed in, her eyes narrowing at the screen. "What is it?" "It's all here," Sarah said, pointing to the file. "Lily's network isn't just intact, it's operational. They're planning to extract her tonight." Precinct went on high alert. Officers fortified the building, setting up barricades and checkpoints. Reyes called in reinforcements, her voice sharp and commanding as she coordinated the response. Adam, however, couldn't shake the feeling that they were already too late. "She's not the type to sit around and wait," he said, pacing the room. "If they're coming for her, it's because she told them to. She has the upper hand, even now." Reyes shot him a glance. "Then we take it back." As night fell, the attack began. A series of explosions rocked the building, cutting power to the lower floors. Armed men in tactical gear swarmed the precinct, their movements precise and coordinated. Reyes and her team returned fire, holding their ground as chaos erupted around them. Adam and Sarah took cover in the tech room, the sounds of gunfire and shouting echoing through the halls. "They're here for her," Adam said, his voice tight with fear. "They'll stop at nothing." Sarah's hand shook as she typed furiously on her keyboard. "I'm locking down the files. If they get to the servers, everything we've worked for will be gone." Adam nodded, his mind racing. "I have to stop her." In the midst of the attack, Lily sat calmly in her cell, her posture relaxed as though the gunfire outside were a mere inconvenience. When two of her associates reached the holding area, she greeted them with a serene smile. "Took you long enough," she said. They unlocked her cell and handed her a gun. The extraction point's 3 blocks away, one of them said. Lily nodded, her smirk widening. Then let's not keep them waiting. Adam intercepted her in the main corridor, his heart pounding as he saw her emerge, flanked by her armed associates. Lily, he shouted, stepping into their path. Her eyes lit up with amusement. Adam, always the hero. This ends now, he said, raising a weapon he'd taken from a fallen officer. She raised an eyebrow. You're not going to shoot me. You never could. Adam hesitated, the weight of the weapon heavy in his hands. She was right. Despite everything, he couldn't bring himself to pull the trigger. Lily took a step forward, her smirk turning to a sneer. You're weak, Adam. That's why I've always won. But before she could take another step, Reyes appeared from behind, her gun trained on Lily. Drop it, Reyes barked. Lily froze, her expression hardening. You think this changes anything? Reyes fired a warning shot, the bullet grazing Lily's arm. Try me. The gunfire subsided as Lily's associates were subdued, one by one. She was cuffed again, this time more securely, and dragged back to her cell. You've lost, Adam said, his voice hollow. Lily looked at him, her eyes cold and unyielding. Have I? Look around you, Adam. This isn't victory, it's survival. And it's temporary. Adam watched as she was led away, her words lingering in his mind. In the aftermath of the attack, Adam sat with Sarah and Reyes, the decrypted file spread out before them. The evidence against Vanguard was solid, but the cost of the night's events weighed heavily on all of them. It's not over, Adam said quietly. Reyes nodded. No, but it's a start. For the first time, Adam felt a flicker of hope. Lily's empire had taken a hit, and though the scars of her betrayal would never fade, he knew he had done the right thing. As the sun rose over the city, Adam walked out of the precinct, ready to face whatever came next.